My name's Nikki Smith and I'm one of the practice education facilitators that works in the Greater Manchester area. We are otherwise known as PEFs. There is quite a number of us and we have several tasks or roles, if you will, that come under our job remit. Historically, we were actually known as the clinical skills trainers, but when they actually reviewed our role, they found that there was a much stronger link needed in order to link up the HEIs, the universities as such, and the placement providers, and that's where we came in. So in the past where there's been student problems and such on placement, it would very much fell to the mentor to actually contact the university and chase down the link lecturer and try to arrange placement interviews. We actually do that now for them. So we're very much the partnership working between clinical placement providers and the HEIs to ensure that there is that continuity of quality placement for students. Initially, we work in partnership with both the clinical placement providers and the HEIs to assure continuous improvement in the quality of health learning experience for students. And this comes with many guises actually on the shop floor level, and that is to include for mentors that be aware of things like educational audits. These are the audits that need to be done on a two-yearly basis to ensure that we are providing quality placements for students, that we are doing everything we say that we should be doing, and that the students are being able to meet their outcomes and their competencies while completing their placements with each area. We're also heavily involved in the placement evaluations, both informal and formal through the universities, and the feedback that we actually get off the evaluations, we do put provisions in place to make sure that placements are continually improving and that they don't stagnate. We're also involved with leading and contributing to strategies for improving quality of student supervision and mentorship. So whereas historically students perhaps came knocking on our door with problems, we're actually developing and have developed in several areas very strong mentor networks so the mentors can deal with any problem potentially that the student may come to in the first place. We are always there obviously as a backup, our doors are usually always open and we are very heavily involved in every clinical area in which we're placed through the Greater Manchester area to provide support, guidance and information for both mentors, students and placement educational links alike. We're very involved in increasing the mentorship numbers throughout the Trust, obviously with the changing programmes throughout all HEIs for nurses and midwives. You can appreciate the fact that mentorship numbers need to continue to rise. They can't stagnate, nor can they drop. So we're obviously heavily involved in making sure that we're identifying staff throughout the clinical placement areas who are ready to undertake the mentorship qualification, and we facilitate them onto those courses. We're also involved in, obviously, once they've got the qualification in their annual update, we do this in relation with the University Link Lecturers and the affiliated HEIs to make sure that once they've actually got that qualification that they are updating, because should they not update within that 12-month period, then they are suspended from the live register of mentors, which is kept within each trust. This, in turn, can have a quite serious knock-on effect for the student placements in the fact that if a mentor is not live as such on that register, then the student's paperwork can actually be invalidated. So it is absolutely vital that mentor knows when their update is due and that they do complete one prior to that date lapsing. We also look very closely at student capacity and allocation. Obviously, we want the students to get a quality placement while still offsetting the fact that we need to get so many in to complete a placement. So it is a very fine line that we walk sometimes. And we're obviously there if there is any problems with student capacity or allocation for the clinical areas to contact us immediately, and we will step in and try and resolve whatever problems there'll be. One of the other main roles that we lead on is the supporting development of interprofessional learning, whereas historically in the past learning has been very much within each profession, and they've not crossed boundaries, nobody's stepped into each other's patch as such. It has been recognised that by actually sharing learning through different professions, there is this cross-fertilisation of knowledge for everyone involved. And so this is, you know, we already do this. This is MDT working, but it's taken a step further into the education realms. So we're there as PEFs to ensure that this does happen and it is maintained throughout all clinical areas. Within our role as well, we also have several things that we've been involved with as the Greater Manchester Forum. There is quite a number of us now, and we have been involved with all HEIs quite closely in developing several tools which help mentors within the clinical areas. These are such things as the sign-off mentor training package. We've developed the mentor passport, which is used throughout all Greater Manchester Trusts. We've also been involved in the development and the publishing of the incident reporting process for students, and how that process works throughout all placement areas. The one thing to keep in mind though with all your PEFs, regardless of which area you're working in as a mentor, is that they are always there, they are always contactable, And we are ultimately